AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. 93% trucking trend breadth backs Knight Swift, but volume stays average after range top reset. KNX gained 3.3% for the week and remains well above its weekly trend line, though participation has not yet confirmed the move with above average urgency. Research brief. Knight Swift closed at $76.61, up 3.3% on the week, and 31.1% over 12 weeks, with a 36-week active trend signal and strong trucking industry breadth, offset by only average latest volume and a sizable premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. KNX finished the week at $76.61, 24.4% above its $61.58 weekly trend line and 7.5% below its 52-week high of $82.86. 2. The stock's 12-week return of 31.1% is broadly in line with the U.S. trucking industry's 31.7% average, while the industry shows unusually strong breadth with 93.3% active trend signals. 3. Volume was 19.5 million shares, essentially matching the 13-week average of 19.7 million, and equal to 1.0 times confirmation, leaving the latest rebound less forceful than the May and mid-June participation spikes. 4. Market dynamics remain constructive, with activity pressure at 1.46 and relative strength at 32.68, but the signal state shows no fresh buy, and expectancy is neutral at 53.49%. 5. Risk is now more valuation and positioning related. Price sits 49.1% above ShareMaestro fair value, near the upper end of its yearly range, with two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Weekly price action stays constructive after a sharp mid-June shakeout. Knight Swift Transportation Holdings recovered 3.3% in the week ended 26 June, closing at $76.61 after the prior week's 9.1% setback. The stock remains high in its 52-week range at 86.0%, with the latest close 7.5% below the $82.86 yearly high and far above the $38.26 low. The weekly trend signal remains active, now with a 36-week active streak and 69.2% trend breadth across the past year. Price is 24.4% above the $61.58 trend line, keeping the weekly regime constructive, but the 49.1% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $51.38 shows that the market is already paying a substantial premium for the recovery. Trucking breadth is much stronger than the broader industrials read. The sector backdrop is supportive, but not uniformly hot. U.S. industrials averaged a 0.1% weekly gain, 2.2% over 4 weeks, and 12.3% over 12 weeks, with 56.0% active trend breadth. KNX outpaced the sector over 1 week and materially over 12 weeks, and ranks in the 66.4th percentile within the 646 stock U.S. industrials peer set. The industry context is more important here. U.S. trucking averaged a 4.9% weekly gain and 31.7% over 12 weeks, with 93.3% active trend depth and 86.7% positive readings for both market dynamics and relative strength. KNX's 3.3% week lagged the trucking average, while its 31.1% quarter was nearly aligned with the group, placing the stock inside a broad freight equity recovery rather than an isolated move. Market dynamics are positive, but the signal is not fresh. ShareMaestro's market dynamics read remains supportive, with activity pressure at 1.46 and relative strength at 32.68. The four-week changes are positive, with activity pressure up 40.6% and relative strength up 7.6%.
Which argues participation quality has improved since the May base. Still, the signal state is not as clean as the headline trend.
The activity pressure label shows no fresh buy. Volume confirmation is neutral, and expectancy is undecided at 53.49%. That mix leaves KNX in continuation territory rather than a new impulse phase. Volume and risk framing point to a confirmation test. Latest weekly volume was 19.5 million shares, almost exactly in line with the 13-week average of 19.7 million and 1.2 times the 52-week average of 16.6 million. That is adequate participation, but it falls short of the stronger confirmation seen around 15 May at 31.4 million shares and 12 June at 24.7 million shares. Risk is not extreme on realized volatility, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 4.3% versus a 52-week base of 4.9%. The up-down split remains favorable at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks, with average gains of 4.4% versus average losses of 3.6%. The next watch points are whether KNX can hold its trendline premium without another high-volume reversal, whether activity pressure stays positive, and whether a move toward the 52-week high attracts volume above the 1.5x confirmation threshold. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.